Welcome back to our Memorial Day broadcast, brought to you in part by Federal Premium Ammunition and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. And of course, I'm the host of Minnesota Military Radio, which can be heard Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, and 22 other stations around the state each weekend. And up and at 'em with Andrew Lee and Jack Tomczyk. We'll be back tomorrow morning, but today we're focused on Memorial Day, and in this third hour, our special guest is my special co-host, is Brigadier General John Jensen.
Sir? Hi, Tom. Good morning. Great to be with you again this year.
Yes, sir. You were with us this third hour last year, and we're glad to have you back. Sir, is your position still the Director of the Joint Staff, Minnesota National Guard?
Yes, sir, absolutely. My rank changed since last year, but same duty position, still the Director of the Joint Staff at the Joint Force Headquarters, working directly with General Nash and, as I like to call them, the Mighty, Mighty State Headquarters.
The Mighty State Headquarters, yes, sir. And it was a pleasure to see you at that pinning ceremony when you were promoted to Brigadier General. Congratulations, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. You know, that was a big event for me, obviously, but for my family, it was just, you know, I couldn't describe the emotion of that day. They were all so proud, and then to have the many friends both here from Minnesota and outside of Minnesota come join us for that weekend. It was just a fantastic weekend.
Sir, it takes a lot of years to get to a general, get to be Brigadier General. So on Memorial Day, are there some special thoughts or special people that you think of?
Well, I knew you were going to ask me this question, and so I was kind of thinking about it. And really, what came to mind this year is just all the people, all the volunteers that come together to do exactly what we ask people to do, which is to remember. I mean, we mentioned the events that are going to take place at Fort Snelling National Cemetery today. You've had a couple guests come in and talk about all the activity across the state today. In my case, I'm going to go to the Apple Valley American Legion Post 1776 late this morning for their ceremony. And it just takes a tremendous amount of people to put that together. And so to all those people who are doing that, who are truly living up to the spirit of a Memorial Day, which is to remember, I thank them. We couldn't have what we're having today without their support. So for me this year, I'm thinking about all the volunteers that put this kind of stuff together.
Sir, it's a special day, and of course, any of our listeners that tune in to Minnesota Military Radio, we talk about the military in Minnesota and the Yellow Ribbon programs and a lot of our heroes that have served in various wars. And, last year or so, we had on a gentleman that served in World War II, Chuck DeMann, and he was on the USS Little, which was one of our ships that was shot or was sunk by a kamikaze just outside of Okinawa in World War II. And when he was on, he wrote a poem about a battlefield to us that comes from the book The Last of the Tin Can Soldiers, the first paragraph of chapter 46. Can we play that, Josh? And Chuck, I know you brought something along that you wanted to read today.
You know, I have a book at home, The Last of the Tin Can Sailors, written by Jim Hornfisher. And in chapter 26, the first paragraph, I thought this would be appropriate just to repeat. When a ship sinks, the battlefield goes away. Currents move, thermal layers mix. By the time the surveyors and rescuers arrive, the water that bore witness to the slaughter is nowhere to be found. The dead disappear, carried under with their ruined vehicles. No wreckage remains for tacticians to study. There are no corpses for stretcher bearers to spirit away, no remains to shovel, bag or bury. On the sea, there is no place to anchor a memorial flagpole or a headstone. It is a vanishing graveyard.
General, to me, that's a very sad poem. When we think about Gettysburg, we think about the trenches of World War I, we think about the battles of World War II, Hue in Vietnam, the current battles, Fallujah. There's a place you can go and you can feel it. Even if you go to Pearl Harbor, you can feel it.
Yeah.
But for somebody like Chuck, who was in the Navy and fought all those great Navy battles in World War II, there's nothing there. It just all washes away.
Yeah. It certainly at sea, everything's temporary. You know, nothing's permanent. And, that's a very moving piece, read by Chuck, written by Jim Hornfisher. I would say this. I think the spirit of Memorial Day kind of gets at exactly what Jim wrote about there, and that the battlefields go away. Our soldiers, sailors, Marines, airmen that die, physically they go away. But it's up to us to keep their spirit, to keep the thoughts of them, present and part of our culture, our society. And as a nation, I think that makes us a much stronger nation when we remember. So, yeah, certainly very temporary in terms of their battlefields, but their memories certainly are not temporary.
You know, it's got to be a common thing. When I go to D.C. and I go to the Vietnam Wall, I'm one of those guys up there touching names and got my hat and glasses on and blubbering away. And behind us, there's people walking respectfully by. And then when I go to the Korean War Memorial or the World War II Memorial, I'm the one walking respectfully by. So everybody has their own wars, but I think it's good and it's healthy to remember all the people that made this great nation what it is today.
Yeah, absolutely. And I said this last year, and so I'm going to take the opportunity to say it again, especially to our Vietnam veterans. Just great supporters of the current generation of veterans. They are our biggest supporters. And I always say they didn't have to be. When they came back the way that they were treated, the way that they were not welcome home, they could have given us that back, but they elected not to. And so my personal heroes are those Vietnam vets who have come back and given us so much support to this current generation of veterans.
Never forget and never let it happen.
That's
again,
right.
Sir.
Absolutely.
General, I think you had something you wanted to share with us.
Well, I did. I know last year I brought something in to read here. This year, you know, I thought about this for a little bit, and what I decided to bring really is the inspiration for a lot of people in relations to Memorial Day or Veterans Day. And it's that very famous poem in Flanders Field, written by the Canadian field artillery and Dr. John McCrae. He served in the Canadian Army, both in the Second Boer War as well as World War One. And upon the death of a young friend of his, who had was not only a friend but a former student, he penned a very short poem that later on became the inspiration for poppies as a symbol of remembering veterans, remembering the war dead. And if you will, with your permission, Tom, I'd like just to read In Flanders Field by Major John McCrae. In Flanders Field, the poppies blow between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place, and in the sky the larks, still bravely singing, fly. Scarce heard amid the guns below, we are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and we loved. And now we lie in Flanders Fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep. The poppies grow in Flanders Fields. So again, World War One poem by John McCrae, who would not survive the war. He died in January 1918 of pneumonia. So like I said, an inspiration for a lot of the remembrance, at least in the UK, United States, Australia, New Zealand, countries like that.
Well done, sir, and it fits the day of remembrance quite well. General, we'll have to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to visit with Senator Amy Klobuchar later in the hour, Governor Mark Dayton, and to end up the show today, the Minnesota Patriot Guard. This is a special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Special Memorial Day broadcast, which is brought to you in part by Federal Premium Ammunition and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. In this third hour of our broadcast, my special guest, co-host, has been Brigadier General John Jensen. And, General, we've been talking about Memorial Day and the meaning of Memorial Day and trying to remind everybody that it's not just about a three-day weekend. It's also about those very important men and women who have given their lives to our country.
Yeah, absolutely, Tom. That's Yeah, Tom, that's exactly what it's about, remembering our service members who gave everything for our country.
And, General, I think we've been joined now by Senator Amy Klobuchar. Senator, good morning. No, we don't have her. Go ahead, General. We were going to talk about Memorial Day and a special remembrance.
Yes, just real quick, I wanted to make sure we mentioned today the National Moment of Remembrance. Since 2000, we've asked everybody that on Memorial Day at 3 p.m., 1500 local time, that all of us as U.S. citizens pause for 1 minute to remember and reflect on the sacrifices made by so many to provide freedom for all.
All right, so let's remember at 3 o'clock this afternoon to take a short break from whatever you're doing and just think about all the men and women who have died in service to their country. And now, sir, I think we are connected. We have Senator Amy Klobuchar with us. Senator, good morning.
Well, thank you. It's great to be on this special day. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you with us, ma'am. Is there something special that you think about on Memorial Day?
Well, I always think about, actually, just all the people that I've met along the way, their families. I don't think I've missed maybe once this Memorial Day event at Fort Snelling. And just seeing them there, seeing the families, knowing how much it means to them. The memories, I was reminded that yesterday I met a family I hadn't met before who had their father's medal stolen on Thanksgiving weekend, right out of their house, burglarized. It was horrible. Jewelry taken, but as they said, nothing was more valuable than that medal. And so we went to work, and yesterday I was able to present them with 6 different medals, including the Bronze Star for his sacrifice in the Pacific during World War II. So that's just one example of our veterans. And when they asked, as usual, well, did your dad talk a lot about what happened to him back then? And they said, no, he never talked about it, only with his buddies. And they said he was embarrassed by all this, but we wanted to have those medals to honor him because their grandkids and the great-grandkids are then able to learn about the service.
Senator, this is Brigadier General John Jensen. Good morning.
Well, good morning.
Ma'am, I just wanted to say, in terms of that story you just told, first of all, I really appreciate you went through the effort to do that, but you're absolutely right. Like the Bronze Star Medal, when I was presented that meant so much more to my mother and to my wife than it did to me. So, thanks on behalf of that family. Thanks for that support.
Well, very good. And I think that's part of why at Fort Snelling today, we're going to have a big focus on Vietnam vets because I think we all know when those vets came home, they weren't always greeted with bouquets of flowers. They were greeted with tomatoes. And part of Memorial Day is not just remembering those individual courageous soldiers we lost. It's also thinking about how we treat those that have lived on and the families of those that have lost loved ones. And I think we all learned a big lesson that you can have disagreements about the wars, but you should never take it out on the warrior. So I'm really glad that Fort Snelling is focused on that in their service today.
So, Senator, you'll be out there for the parade at 9:30 and the program at 10?
Yep, I'm going to be out there for that. And then I'm heading to Stuart, Minnesota. It is my birthday, you guys, so that's where you want to be in Stuart.
Happy birthday, Senator.
Thank you. But we've got another family there where the POW medal had never been awarded, so I'm going to be with that family and then go out and meet with a group of veterans in Olivia. So it's always good to also go not just to the big event in the Twin Cities, but also to remember all those veterans today in every small town in America that will be gathering at everything from legions to VFWs to cemeteries, and really to remember those we've lost. And it's something really special about our country, and that's why I love it when people bring their kids and their grandkids to these ceremonies, because you know that the spirit of these brave soldiers lives on.
Senator, I understand there's some special veterans legislation you've been working on recently.
Well, exactly. Well, we have a number of bills. One of the ones that Senator Enzi and I really finally, years later, I hope it's going to finally get done to make it easier for our veterans who have learned skills when they serve, like, for instance, being paramedics when we don't have enough of them in our rural areas, trying to get credit for that time they served so that they can more easily get their degrees when they come home, so they get credit for some of the classes when they've been out there in the field. And that's a bill we've been working on for a while, so I'm really excited that with Enzi, with his new leadership position, the Center for Wyoming. He and I have been teaming up this for a long time, so we're hopeful we're going to get this done. And then just some additional reform bills about, obviously, we've got the backlog issue that's whittled down, but more work needs to be done. And then doing everything that we can to help our returning veterans with mental health. We have some bills on that. And then, of course, some bills on making sure there's accountability for those that serve our veterans.
Senator, do you find that when you're working on veterans issues in the Congress that there's a little more bipartisanship on those issues than maybe some of the other issues?
Yes, there is much more bipartisanship. In fact, it was a bipartisan group of senators that recently released a report just a few weeks ago about the state of the backlog and some ideas on, while there's been improvements, what more work needs to be done, and it is a lot of work. You find that while there's a lot of gridlock in Washington, a lot of people standing in the opposite corners of the boxing ring, when it comes to our veterans, people are willing to work together because the cause is much bigger than anything that divides us.
Senator, I want to thank you for joining us this morning, and I hope you don't get caught up in too much of that traffic out at Fort Snelling.
Well, there's that, and then it's looking a little cloudy out there, but I'm bringing an umbrella, so it should be fun.
Hopefully you'll have good crowds, ma'am.
Hey, everyone. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Senator Amy Klobuchar on our special edition Minnesota Military Radio on Memorial Day on Twin Cities News Talk AM 1130. General, we have to take a short break. When we come back, we'll come back with the Commander-in-Chief, Governor Mark Dayton.
Very good. Looking forward to it, Tom.
Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to our special Memorial Day broadcast, which is brought to you in part by Federal Premium Ammunition and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. My co-host this hour has been Brigadier General John Jensen. And in this segment, we're honored to be able to speak to the Honorable Governor Mark Dayton. Governor, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tom. Good to be with you again this year.
Governor, I know you've been in office quite a few years, and you've gone through a number of Memorial Days, and we'd like to thank you for joining us, but is there someone or something special that you think about on Memorial Day?
Well, I do think about those who gave their lives that we could be free, and you go to the cemetery and see the white crosses, and you realize what that sacrifice is, they gave everything so we could have everything, and... We owe them gratitude every day, but especially on Memorial Day.
And, sir, what are your plans for events today?
Well, I was going to the service at Fort Snelling, as I do every year, but I was hit with a flu bug overnight, so I'm not sure I'm going to be able to make it, but I'll be there in spirit.
And did you have a message for our veterans out there today, sir?
Thank you. Thank you, all of you who serve. We have 360,000 veterans in Minnesota, about 9% of our population, so we have a broad range of Minnesotans who have risked their lives in the same way that those who tragically were forced to give their lives. So we have a lot to be thankful for and a lot of people to thank for the freedoms we enjoy.
Mr. Governor, this is Brigadier General Jensen. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to...
I miss you later on today. We'll look forward to hearing you.
Yes, absolutely, sir. You mentioned the 360,000 veterans here in Minnesota, and I know for you and Major General Nash, the Adjutant General, working for veterans employment has been a priority for your administration. Can you explain a little bit why you think Minnesota employers should hire today's veterans?
Well, they're literally battle-tested. I mean, they have learned the discipline and the high level of integrity and the high level of reliability that's required by employers these days, and they're proving themselves on adverse situations, sometimes halfway around the world, and they've served our country. Now it's a chance for our country to offer them something in return, which is a good job.
Yeah, exactly. And I know that your former Secretary of State, Secretary Ritchie, was very active in that when our 1st Brigade came back from Kuwait, and we'd like to thank you for that, as well as, the opposite end of employment then is those veterans that maybe don't have a job and they're struggling with homelessness. Can you tell us a little bit about the focus on veterans from your cabinet level interagency council on homelessness?
we have a whole range of services, which if somebody would call, it's a combination of letters and numbers, but DVA1-888-LINK. So DVA1-888-LINK. They can talk to somebody, not today, but tomorrow and thereafter, to learn about the range of services that are provided, or that they can be linked up with, that are provided through the private sector. But, you know, again, a lot of veterans struggle with such things as homelessness, which really reflect both an economic problem, but also often an underlying psychological issues that they really do need help. And if you especially know somebody, a friend or a family member who's struggling in that way, it's very important to put them in touch with the services that are available.
Yeah, exactly. That's, again, that number is 1-888-LINK-VET.
Exactly.
And, Governor, I know that a lot of your agencies are going to get together this summer for stand-downs around the state, and there's going to be one on, I believe, August 4th out at the Boy Scout base camp. It's called a stand-down, and we try to bring in all the homeless veterans we can and provide services from the VA Medical Center and from the legal system and all of the other agencies that help them to try to get them back on their feet and get them back as employed citizens of society.
Well, those are very important reaching out to those who are struggling, who think they're all alone and think there's no one out there for them, or maybe a little bit, private about their situation. So the more we can do to encourage them to show up at something where they can see there are others like them that need this help and receive it, so they don't become more and more damaged and more isolated from the rest of society. So I think that's a wonderful service and something that, I would urge everybody to lend a helping hand to make it more successful.
And Governor, since September 2001, women have played a larger role in our military than they've ever played before, and they've distinguished themselves in military service. Can you tell us what the state's doing to acknowledge them?
Well, probably should have been earlier, but last year the legislature passed a women's veterans license plate, so they can have their own special recognition for the heroic services they provided. And again, with that 1-888-LINK-VET, they can reach out and receive the kind of assistance we've talked about before for all veterans.
Governor, Memorial Day is a special day to remember all of those who have served and lost their lives. Has it had a big impact on your life?
Well, it's a very somber day. It's a day remember, as was said earlier, this is not a holiday in the sense. It's not a vacation day. It may be a non-work day. But it's a day to really reflect upon the incredible sacrifice that all veterans make, because all veterans put their lives at risk in the same way. But ultimately, the sacrifice made by those who gave their lives for the freedoms the rest of us enjoy should be in our hearts always, but especially today, we should take that time to thank them and use them as a model for the rest of us in our lives, how we can live up to the principles and the ideals that they bore in service and into the very end.
And Governor, on this Memorial Day, do you have any special message to relay to the families and service members and veterans that are listening to us today?
Well, thank you. Thank you to all of you who have risked those family members and friends who had to live through those years of uncertainty and anxiety, wondering, literally where their service members were at that moment in time, and some of whom came home damaged in various ways, suffering disabilities from the experiences, the wounds and the scars that they suffered from, and now have spent part of their lives, or even sometimes almost all of their lives, taking care of these warriors. And then, of course, in our hearts and spirit to those who are passed on, and again, to just remember how unbelievably courageous they were on our behalf, and with what they and their fellow service members were able to do to protect this state and nation, to protect this other parts of this world, to give us all the chance for freedom. And now it's our responsibility to live on their behalf and to do take the actions that warrant the incredible sacrifice that they made on our behalf. So most of all, to all the veterans, service members, and families, thank you. Thank you very much.
Governor, I'd like to thank you for joining us today on this special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, General.
Thank you, Governor.
This is Governor Mark Dayton on our Memorial Day special. We'll be back in just a moment on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Please stay with us.
Never thought that this is where I'd settle down. I thought I'd die an old man back in my hometown. They gave me this plot of land.
Welcome back to our special Memorial Day broadcast, brought to you in part by Federal Premium Ammunition and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. I'm also the host of Minnesota Military Radio, which can be heard Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. right here on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. And my co-host this hour has been Brigadier General John Jensen, Director of Joint Chaff. There I went again, sir.
There's too many J's and too many G's in that.
Director of the Joint Staff for the Minnesota National Guard. Sorry, sir. General, this is our final segment. We've still got a few people to talk to, and I think joining us now is Dwayne Hermanson, the Senior Vice Commander from the Department of Minnesota VFW. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning.
How's everything for the state VFW, and what are you up to today on Memorial Day?
Well, everything is going fine at the state office, the Department of Minnesota here, today, being this Memorial Day, we are here to remember those that paid the ultimate sacrifice. And throughout Minnesota, throughout the communities that have VFW Pulse, they are all out, hopefully, between the rain showers today, having a Memorial Day program, as we are down here where I live. We're kind of looking at our showers right now to see if we're going to continue having our parade and our Memorial Day program. And hopefully we're going to have a break in it today. We have 223 VFW posts throughout Minnesota, and I know that they're all having some type of a program, rather be indoors or outdoors today.
Dwayne, this is Brigadier General John Jensen. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
You know, you mentioned 223 posts across the state. Tom and asked me what I was thinking about today, and the thing I was thinking about today is all the volunteers that are supporting our events. If you could just, you know, kind of tell us a little bit about what the VFW is doing in those 223 posts.
Well, most of them, I'm sure. What we've had in the past is they are setting up Memorial Day programs probably at their local cemeteries. Our local posts here in Cannon Falls, we do have the honor of having Colonel Colville and his family buried here in Cannon Falls. So each and every year, our volunteers are down serving breakfast right now for all veterans. They do not have to be a VFW member. They do not have to be an American Legion member, or any member of a veterans organization. As long as they are a veteran, we provide them with a free breakfast. And then we have a parade, and then we have a short program, Memorial Day program, for all the volunteers, and we get very good support from our local school. We have our band, Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts march in it, Girl Scouts march in our parade, and we have a lot of volunteers for that.
That's very good.
You can't do it without the volunteers.
That's absolutely right. And Tom, just to highlight one thing that Dwayne mentioned about Cannon Falls and Colonel Colville, that was the commander of the 1st Minnesota in Gettysburg, a very famous Minnesota military leader.
Yes, he was.
Dwayne, we've got to keep rolling. I want to thank you for calling in on Memorial Day, and thank all our volunteers from the VFW all over the state for helping out on all of these events and all these issues.
I'll pass that information on, Tom.
Thanks, Dwayne.
You bet. Bye now.
General, there's another organization that I wanted to finish up the three-hour show with today because they do such great work. They go on about 500 missions all over the state each year. They raise funds. It's all about honor, dignity, and respect. And joining us now is from the flag line of the Minnesota Patriot Guard is Doug Bly. Doug, welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, Tom. Good to talk to you again, and good morning, General Jensen.
Doug, it's great to hear from you. You know, no disrespect to Senator Klobuchar, Governor Dayton, or Dwayne, who was just on with us, but this is the segment I've been looking forward to most this morning.
Had our friend Tom let me know you were there, I might have come down for an in-studio conversation.
that would have been great. Hey, just so you're tracking, I'm wearing my 2015 Patriot Ride shirt here in the studio. Got it on Friday, wearing it proudly today.
And I'll attest to that, Doug. He is.
I look forward to seeing him June 20th for that.
Absolutely.
Doug, what are your riders up to today on this Memorial Day?
You know, today we've got a couple missions going on, Tom, but typically what we've done for Memorial Day is we've encouraged our members to go to the local communities where they live and really get involved in what they have there. Yesterday we were involved at the Fort Snelling Chapel. And then the State Veterans Cemetery up at Camp Ripley with memorial services. And today we've got a flag line up at the Vets Home up in Silver Bay. And we're doing some things up there, and as well as Minneapolis Veterans Home today, because, you know, again, as always, those folks often get forgotten. So, you know, we're really trying to encourage our members all to go to their home communities and really be involved in what's going on there.
Doug, your riders perform an amazing service when they go to funerals to honor our veterans as they die. But I know that I've known you for years now, and I know that you've been very involved in the going away, the departure ceremonies and the welcome home ceremonies for the Minnesota National Guard, who have deployed so often over the last 14 years.
Well, and those, Tom, you know, with the change in the military mission has really become much more important for us as far as counts and the things that we're doing. Over the last couple of years, we've really have focused our members on staying involved with welcome homes. Have recently been involved in a number of them coming back in, and it's important, I think, you know, for us to keep telling our military members, no matter what branch, an active or reserve or National Guard, that, you know, not one of them's forgotten them. They're all in our thoughts when they're on deployment, and especially when they're coming home.
Doug, I've been asking this question all morning, but is there someone or something special that you think about on this Memorial Day, when we remember those who have given their lives in service to our country?
You know, it's I don't want to call it selfish, Tom, but, you know, for me, the first mission I was involved in was for Staff Sergeant Pat Liber, City Smith, Wisconsin, on July 3rd, 2006. That was the first Patriot Guard mission I ever went to. And for me to go back to that day of getting up early and riding out in the rain and getting that flag line, and then quickly thereafter getting involved in the organization, and then the first mission I was involved in Minnesota as a ride captain for the mission was Sergeant Nick Turcott in Maple Grove, and that family still remains very, very close to me.
Doug, your folks go on about, am I correct, in about 500 missions per year on average the last few years?
Yeah, it's the numbers are coming down a little bit, Tom. You know, you are correct. It would be, you know, about, it was 500 in 2013. Last year, we dipped down a little bit, about 399 mission days in total. And a lot of it, candidly, is due with the reduction in the National Guard deployments and the returns, and with blessings from God, the KA count is so far down.
Hey, Doug, Brigadier General Jensen here. You know, I've been a part of several of those ceremonies that you've supported in terms of departure and return. But maybe for some of our new listeners who may not be that familiar with the Patriot Guard, maybe you can just take a minute here and explain kind of the background of your organization and how it started.
You know, the origins of the Patriot Guard nationally were the American Legion Riders Post in Kansas, who was five Vietnam veterans who were just, you know, distraught and frustrated by the protesting going on by the Westboro Baptist Church. And we call her the mother of the Patriot Guard, Carol Hulk. One of the wives said, okay, so you're mad, but what are you going to do about it? And those five guys put a flag line up. And since then, you know, probably close to 400,000 people across the country are involved, about 5,500 here in Minnesota. And our primary mission is to put a flag line up between the family of our fallen and any possible protesting. We've been very blessed. That's not happened in a long time. But now we support veterans as they pass. You know, the family asks us to be there. The deployments and welcome home ceremonies for the active military members, and then as well as we do a lot of work with the veterans' homes across the state. We go and play bingo and help them with hamburger days and do some other things to let them know that we haven't forgotten as well. The money we raise is really more for other people. It's kind of a byproduct of what we do. You know, our largest recipients are the Minnesotans Military Appreciation Fund, the Minnesota Military Family Foundation,
Backpack for Kids, which puts backpacks together for children of the deployed military members, and then as well as the Tribute to the Troops Education Fund. And that's really where most of our money goes throughout the year.
Doug, we're running out of time, but anybody's eligible to become a writer, correct?
Anybody is, and Tom, we could sure use some help. You know, a lot of money for Friday activities. So you go to www.mnpatriotguard.org. Click join us on the left-hand side. You do not have to be a veteran, and you do not have to have a motorcycle. Just you have to be a patriot and a free by five flag and a pole.
Doug, I want to thank you for joining us this morning on the special edition of Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Doug. Great to talk to you.
This is Doug Bly from the flag line of the Minnesota Patriot Guard. General, we've just got a couple of minutes left. Did you want to mention that 3 o'clock moment of remembrance one more time?
Yes, absolutely, Tom. Again, back in 2000, the White House issued what was called the National Moment of Remembrance. And again, for everybody out there, at 3 p.m. today, or 1,500 for you military folks, the National Moment of Remembrance is to encourage Americans everywhere to pause for 1 minute. To remember and reflect on the sacrifices made by so many to provide freedom for all of us.
Sir, we just got about a little less than a minute left. I'd like to thank you for coming in today. And have any final thoughts for our listeners?
No, Tom, it's great to be here again with you again this year. You know, last year I reminded everybody to wear sunscreen if they were going out to Fort Snelling. This year, don't forget your umbrellas. Amazing how the weather changes in 1 year. But thanks to all of our stations out there that carry this this great show. Thanks for putting this live show together on Memorial Day. I know General Shalto said it had been like his 8th time in a row he's been here. It's my 2nd time in a row, and maybe if I didn't goof up too much, say I can be back next year.
General, you're welcome to come back and join us on Minnesota Military Radio or the Memorial Day show anytime you want. And thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
To our listeners out there, thanks for joining us today on Twin Cities News Talk AM 1130. And if you get a chance, please join us Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on Minnesota Military Radio right here on the same station. I'd like to thank iHeartMedia for allowing us to come on the air this morning to bring you this special edition of Minnesota Military Radio on Memorial Day, brought to you in part by Federal Premium Ammunition and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs.